This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. For All Things Considered, I'm Ricky Bevington. By the end of the century, sea levels off Georgia's coast are expected to rise by anywhere from 1 to 8 feet. Climate change is expected to pose other threats to Georgia communities, ranging from more violent hurricanes to more rainfall. A lesser-known potential problem affects septic systems. GPB and the Savannah Morning News are investigating this issue thanks to a grant from the Pulitzer Center for Crisis Reporting. And GPB's Emily Jones is spearheading the project on our end, so she joins me now to tell us about it. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Ricky.
So of all the topics you could have investigated, why septic systems?
Well, the idea came from Mary Landers, who is my reporting partner. She's the environmental reporter over at the Savannah Morning News. And as soon as I presented the idea of this grant to her, she immediately said, you know, let's do septic, because there really hasn't been a lot of reporting on it. It's actually one of the earlier effects we're going to see from sea level rise is septic systems getting compromised before we start to see, you know, regular catastrophic flooding that starts to destroy infrastructure and these kinds of, you know, really big dramatic things that we talk about with sea level rise. Septic issues are going to happen way before that.
So what does sea level rise, though, have to do with how well septic systems work?
Well, if you are not familiar with septic systems, the way that they work is you flush your toilet and it goes out into a tank in your backyard. The solids stay in the tank and the water from that filters out through the dirt. And it filters through, you know, plenty of dirt called a leach field before it actually reaches the groundwater and the water system around you, so that all that bacteria gets filtered out before it enters any waterways, before it enters the groundwater. The problem is that as sea levels rise, that also means the groundwater level starts to rise. And so that starts encroaching on that leach field, meaning there's less dirt for it to filter through. So the bacteria is not going to get filtered out as effectively, and it may end up in the groundwater. It may end up in local waterways. Obviously, none of us want bacteria from human waste in the waterways around us.
Not to swim in, not to fish in, not to drink.
Not for any of those things.
Okay. So how big of a problem could this become in Georgia?
Well, septic is surprisingly common here on the coast. There are well over 40,000 septic tanks in Georgia's coastal counties, and many of those are actually on islands. And fortunately, in the last couple of years, the records of where those septic tanks are have actually been digitized. So that means they're sort of available on this map. So we're going to be able to kind of figure out not just where all these septic tanks are, but also the places where the septic tanks might coincide with sea level rise and start to see problems.
So what are you and Mary Landers hoping to find out in your reporting?
Well, some of what we're looking for is some clear answers to some of these very same questions that you've asked. You know, what is the extent of the risk? How big of a problem is this going to be for us? And we also want to look at solutions. You know, what can homeowners do if they have a septic tank in their backyard? And also, what can communities do, whether that's hooking people up to sewer systems so they're not on septic anymore, or doing more to incentivize or regulate how often and how thoroughly people inspect and maintain their septic systems to try and actually catch this problem before it starts to create serious problems.
GPB's Emily Jones. Thanks for joining me, Emily.
Thank you.
Emily Jones's project with Mary Landers, reporter of the Savannah Morning News, is part of the Pulitzer Center's nationwide Connected Coastlines Reporting Initiative. It's grant-funded. For more information, go to pulitzercenter.org/connected-coastlines and be looking for and listening for the first stories in the series on GPB and gpbnews.org early next year.